teaching over at Old Dominion University. It's in Norfolk, Virginia. It's a little bit south from here. It's by Virginia Beach area. And I'm going to be discussing today our curriculum model for teaching community health nursing to our undergraduate students. And before we get into the actual model, I wanted to talk about what led us to this particular model that we're currently using. What we had experienced in the past are some barriers to a positive community health experience. And one of the big barriers, which I'm sure if you're in nursing education you're aware of, is finding sites. I currently have approximately 80 students in my community health course, and trying to find sites for 80 students is very difficult, especially when some of the sites in our old curriculum would only limit us to having like 2 to 3 students at a time. So there was a variety of sites that we had to secure. And another barrier was that in our original model that we were using, our community health course was taught in the last semester of the senior year. And actually the community clinical piece was in a 4-week period of time during that last semester. So we didn't get a lot of, people vested in terms of wanting to do community health. They all wanted to graduate, And so community health wasn't a big thing for them, their focus, even though they did understand it and they liked it. But it was difficult for them to even imagine themselves doing anything in community health except pass boards, that type of thing. And also, during that 4-week period of time, some of the agencies didn't have anything for them to do, or they wanted them to do this huge project that just took way too long. Another particular barrier was I went back again. I'm hitting the wrong thing. Okay. How do I go back? This way? One more. Forward. Okay. And then there we go. The students also recognized that this was an issue, and they actually asked for us to introduce this earlier on and to give them more contact with various organizations. Okay, left. Okay, our current curriculum model goal, I got this, is to develop a community health curriculum for the pre-licensure undergraduate students that promote long-term partnerships with community organizations to improve the health of vulnerable populations. Sounds like a great goal. It was a similar goal we had beforehand, but we were actually trying to expand it to a long-term type of partnerships. Now, what we have done is that we divided this course over 2 semesters, and in the senior year, we actually have 2 tracks. We have an accelerated track and a traditional track, and our community health course is only offered in fall and spring of the senior year. So we do have some accelerated students who get it like a semester early because they kind of graduate in the summer, whereas the traditional ones graduate in May. Anyway, so it is a 4-credit course, and 2 of the credits are in each semester. And as you can see from our old model and versus the new model that we have here now, is that 1 credit is actually linked towards the didactic portion, and the other credit is for the clinical piece. And in the clinical piece, it's 36 hours each semester. So we actually partner with an organization or coalition, which I'm going to get into in a second, for a whole year period of time. During that time, they receive lectures in class every other week for 2 hours. They also receive this seminar time, and the seminar time is basically a time where the clinical instructor actually sits down with them and focuses on where they're going in their community, how they're staying on task, what are some difficulties that they're encountering, and how to promote this relationship with the community organization. I have to say up front that in the very beginning, the first semester that community health is introduced, it's kind of a hard sell sometimes in that why do I need to spend a whole year doing community health when I need to pass critical care, or it's the undergraduate kind of philosophy that You know, you have to do something very structured, and this is a certain way that you're supposed to be doing it. Versus our new model now is very kind of, I don't want to say lax, but it's, you need to be a self-starter. It's independent. It's more geared towards the old graduate courses that I had. It gives them some responsibility on their own. And some of the students have a difficult time when they're given this task to do and they have this whole semester to do it in, and we don't give them set guidelines like today you have to do this and tomorrow you have to do that. So that was a little challenge, but let me tell you, at the end the results are phenomenal, at least for the last, this is about 5 years that we've had this particular model, and it has grown and it showed tremendous positive input from the students and especially the organizations that we partner with. And then in our particular course, it actually just covers the nursing process. The first semester is basic assessment, and then they do their planning for that particular organization. And then in the spring semester, they actually implement it and then evaluate it. In the assessment time, they do a variety of assessments, not only with the organization, they assess the needs of the organization themselves, but they also assess the aggregate that they're involved in. And they also do literature review and trying to match all three of them into this particular plan and trying to have an agreement upon the organization, the aggregate, and meeting the students' needs is a little tricky at times, but let me tell you, it really helps them to prioritize and to really put into a lot of critical thinking in trying to make this particular project work. The second semester is where the plan is, and phenomenal, I have to show you on my slides later on, the things that they have accomplished over the years, I didn't think was possible, but because of the first semester, the buy-in with the aggregate, the buy-in with the community organization, and their trust in them, they were able to do some really interesting things. Developing partnerships. How do you develop a partnership with in your particular area? What we first did was we identified organizations that had served or dealt with the vulnerable populations. We tried different approaches. We used to use the public health department and school system, like the school nurse, but we decided to look at coalitions. We looked at the court system. We looked at alternative schools, and we were able to meet their needs and to meet the needs that we felt that was important for us to have for our students. So, and also the last thing is the having a sustainable relationship. Now, in their old model, they wanted us for only one set period of time, say, like for their employee health physical types of things. That was a yearly event. But that didn't sustain us for the whole year in terms of our new curriculum model. So we needed something that would be this ongoing kind of project. Okay. Again, this is just saying what you needed to do in terms of getting your partners to the table. We might have identified areas that we wanted to go into, but some of the organizations weren't really sold on what we could do as nurses because, you know, what can nursing students do? Well, we were able to tell them, you know, all the things that we're capable of doing, from the assessments to the implementations to the, you know, prevention and health promotion, and we presented some of the formal presentations. And what really sold a lot of the organizations on us is our ability to say that, you know, we have these worker bees. And if anybody works in a coalition, you all know that it's you have a lot of ideas, limited money, and no manpower. So if you can go there and sell that you have these worker bees, and it's not to minimize the effect that the nursing students can have, but we have to get that buy-in from that organization. And we have these worker bees. I have like 8 people in a clinical setting, and I have 10 sites. So 8 people for an organization is a lot of people that, you know, in terms of can help that organization. A few of our organizations, our coalitions, actually have written us into their grant and put us down as volunteer hours. So they actually got funded because we were volunteering. We didn't necessarily have to pay anything, but they gave us this site for use. And we've developed this relationship for a number of years. Anyway, I just talked about that. What is a coalition? I'm just going to briefly go over why do we even use one. It's a group of concerned citizens or organizations working together to facilitate community change. One thing that you have to remember when you're working with any organization, and especially with coalition, it has its life cycle. And it depends mainly upon their funding and how their projects are at. In terms of, we have this one work group that we go to, Allies Against Asthma, and they're currently not having any funding right now. They're writing for it, et cetera, so there's no project involved. So what we're doing is we're taking the year off, and then next year we're going to go back and work with them. Okay, 5 minutes. Okay, I'm going to hurry up. See, I told you I talked too long. We're going to just go through these. These are the coalitions that we have. The Infants for Children Health, I don't know if you're aware of it. It's in Hampton Roads area. It's Cinch. These are some of the work groups that we work with. We also decided to partner out with other organizations. Instead of just doing child health, we went life cycle. Okay, so we started with the young children, and now we're moving up to the Village Point Senior Centers, low-income seniors. We went and partnered with a large healthcare organization in our area, Sentara Community Health and Prevention. We actually work with drug court participants in providing education and health screening. Chesapeake Care, it's a free clinic. And we also did the faith-based initiatives that the previous presenter was talking about that we partnered with two organizations. And we're using that aggregate as a means in terms of providing our health care and health promotion. Accomplishments. Okay, Allies Against Asthma. This particular work group actually worked with a public housing tenants, and they did some workshops and talked about. Somebody talked earlier about environmental health, and they talked about their how to manage their asthma in relation to their environment. We've also did a playground safety. Phenomenal group. This has even been advertised on our local TV. Where the previous group beforehand developed a tool to assess the playgrounds in terms of how safe they are, and then the following year, and this is a continuation of the program, the following year the students used that tool and actually brought it to the Norfolk Parks and Recreation Department, and they're utilizing that, and they adopted this particular playground this year, and took back, involved the community, went to the civic lead. We had like Home Depot and stuff, donate stuff, and we actually redid the park. And it's an ongoing program. Famous, same types of things. Perinatal, we taught at we kind of adopted a Coronado school. I don't know if you're familiar with that. It's for pregnant teenagers. And we did like a lot of education sessions on putting baby back to bed. Obesity work group. This was just advertised on our local TV in regards to we were teaching at preschool, and we also taught the parents in terms of healthy eating. Anyway, I'm on my way. I got a couple minutes. Drug court. It's my favorite. I'm a community mental health person. In that particular case, very vulnerable population, very underserved. These are the non-violent drug offenders who are facing like long-term prison terms, like 10, 15 years, and they have to go to this program. It's an out kind of a diversion program, and they have no health insurance, no money, but yet are expected to go to work, show up, and do all of these things, and no one wants to talk to them. And the nursing students just, have a really great experience with them. Last but not least is Community Health Day, where we actually showcase all of our accomplishments to the community leaders, to the university, and then also the rising seniors have to, they come there and they look at what particular program they're interested in so that they can sign up for next year. Goes in. Benefits, there's community benefits, university benefits, faculty benefits. What I'm going to end up saying is that you need, if you want to adopt this program, which I think is very helpful for making a liaison with the community and the university. Has done wonders in terms of getting our School of Nursing out there. People are calling us to ask for our student nurses to become part of their organization. We are limited because we only have, 80, 90 students, and we can basically, by the number of calls I get, we could easily have 200 and some students because they're really see what we can accomplish, and I think it really works for the student. They get it. At the end, when they're selling their accomplishments, and I tell them only 20 minutes for their presentation, they all go, oh, we need 2 hours. We've done so much. It's so great. So hopefully you'll adopt this program. If you have any questions, please ask me. In time.